Here we are on Bolivia's Death Road. It connects La Paz and Quirico and is known as one of the world's most dangerous roads. These days, there's a safer road between the two cities, so this one has become a hotspot for thrill seekers. The altitude drops from 4,600 to 1,200 meters over its 56-kilometer length. And most of the road is only 3.2 meters wide, allowing just one car to pass at a time. Believe me when I tell you that you shouldn't stop at this intersection. It's a hunting ground, not for humans. But for crocodiles, with over 100 of them in the area. In some parts of the world, tourists can cross glass bridges for a thrill, but nothing compares to the experience of crossing the Kwandinsky Bridge in Siberia. Standing 15 meters high and stretching 570 meters long, this bridge was regularly used by cars, despite its poor condition, until ice drifts destroyed its supports in 2018. You can't climb a mountain sitting on your couch, but with a well-insured car, you can even tackle the Himalayas. Just be sure to avoid situations like this. These vehicles are heading to Ground Zero, where the mountain highway ends. Located on the border between India and Tibet, at an altitude of 4,660 meters, this is the last point accessible to civilians, with only military roads beyond. The roads in Hawaii aren't more dangerous than those elsewhere in the world, except for an active volcano nearby. In 2018, Kilauea, one of the largest volcanoes on the island, erupted. Hot lava flows reached the roads, rendering them completely impassable.
But they say that this is something from 1955, I believe, all the lava from the 1955
eruption. This road in Pakistan's Kaltara Valley has over 100 curves, many of them incredibly sharp. It runs right next to a cliff, ready to welcome distracted drivers with open arms. Plus, the road often narrows to a strip with an abyss on both sides. And this nightmare goes on for 14 kilometers. The next time you feel anxious, be careful you're not on the Karnali Highway in Nepal. Even seasoned cyclists steer clear of this route, let alone drivers. This intense road spans 232 kilometers. And despite its narrow width, supports two-way traffic. This makes many sections a complex puzzle to navigate. Plus, reaching the end before sunset is crucial, as night travel is prohibited. This stretch of highway may look like something straight out of a Hot Wheels set, but it's a real road in Norway. Built in the 1980s, this unusual bridge is the longest of 8 along the route. Extending 23 meters into the sea, locals call it the Drunk Bridge. Many believe that widening roads will reduce traffic congestion. But that's not always the case. Just look at this 50-lane highway in China. After a holiday weekend, families returning home are stuck in traffic for hours. Vietnam isn't the ideal place to enjoy an audiobook while driving on the road. And being a pedestrian here is an experience you wouldn't wish on anyone. The cities are filled with millions of motorcycles, yet surprisingly, they manage to avoid collisions. It's simpler than it looks. The lack of traffic signs and lights forces everyone to be more attentive since they can't rely on rules, making each person responsible. So, even in this chaos, there's a certain logic. If you you grew up in a snowy area, you've probably dug tunnels in the snow. But Japan took it a step further by carving out an entire road. Each year, a team of snowplows works to create a unique experience for tourists. The walls of the snow corridor reach up to 18 meters high. The contrast of the blue sky against the vast white walls is truly unique. While Lake Baikal is the deepest lake in the world in winter, that doesn't matter. The ice is so thick that it can even support the weight of a car. From February to March, a road on the ice opens up, offering an unforgettable journey with incredible scenery. The Dalton Highway in Alaska is no place for inexperienced drivers. It's one of the most isolated roads in the U.S., with fewer than 100 residents along its hundreds of miles. In winter, the road is especially challenging. Visibility drops to near zero, rivaling the foggiest scenes from Silent Hill. Relentless crosswinds test your grip on the road, and the surface transforms into a treacherous, icy slick. If you choose to travel this road, boredom won't be an issue. Next time you're stuck in traffic, think of this road. Located in the Sakha Republic in Russia, it's hardly your typical highway. It's essentially 130 kilometers of clay, making it a monumental challenge for drivers to navigate. The Stelvio Pass in the Italian Alps might appear inviting with its breathtaking views. Don't let the scenery fool you. Driving here is no easy task. This twisting mountain road climbs to an altitude of 2,757 meters and spans 46 kilometers of sharp hairpin turns. Each curve hides the unknown, making it a hot spot for accidents. Fortunately, most drivers take it slow, prioritizing safety over speed. It might seem incredible, but this railroad bridge, opened in 1900, is still in use today. Currently, two trains cross it daily. The Gödik Viaduct, located in Myanmar, stands 250 meters high and stretches over 600 meters long. Despite its fragile appearance, it offers a memorable journey you won't forget. Iron Mountain Road in the United States offers stunning views that make it worth slowing down, not just for safety, but to fully appreciate the scenery. One of its most remarkable features is the Needle's Eye Tunnel, aptly named for its narrow dimensions. It's a tight squeeze for a bus. With a tunnel measuring only 2.4 meters wide and 3.6 meters high. The Black Bear Road in Colorado earns its name for a good reason. It's easier for a bear to pass through than a car. It takes 2 hours to cover just 19 kilometers.
All right, now you gotta turn hard. All right, you're good, Bill. You got it.
Keep running. Yeah, just like that. Keep that turn.
At nearly 4,000 meters above sea level, it's one of the most dangerous roads in the U.S. In bad weather, it becomes completely impassable, and frequent rock falls only add to the danger. Mount Xiamen in China is a major tourist destination, with several ways to reach it. One option is the 99 Bends Road, also known as Avenue to the Sky, which climbs over 1,500 meters from the mountain's base. While it's an engineering marvel, its hairpin turns and status as one of the world's 10 most dangerous roads lead many visitors to opt for the cable car instead. Typically, bridges are high above water, but this floating bridge in China is different. Vehicles up to 2.8 tons can drive almost on the surface of the Qing River. For safety, the speed limit is 20 kilometers per hour. At just 400 meters long and surrounded by stunning landscapes, it's a place where no one feels the need to rush. These aren't views from the cockpit of a ship. They're of the Passage du Geuse, a French road linking the island of Noirmoutier with the mainland. For most of the day, the road is submerged underwater, with depths ranging from 1.5 to 4 meters. Built on a dike, it's only passable twice a day during low tide. Although it's just 4 kilometers long, drivers can't always make it across in time, so it's a good idea to keep a lifeboat in the trunk. This is the Guoyang Tunnel in China. Yes, it's carved along and through the mountain. It stands as a remarkable example of human perseverance. as it was built by local villagers who needed a road to reach nearby settlements. Over the course of 5 years, they managed to create this 1.2 kilometer long road. In doing so, they turned their hometown into a popular tourist attraction. It's often said that the most dangerous part of air travel is the drive to the airport. In this case, that's probably true. This is the road leading to Jumla Airport, nestled in the mountains of Nepal. After this journey, turbulence won't faze you. Here, you'll face hundreds of sharp turns along sheer cliffs that drop hundreds of meters. This 36-kilometer road, with its staggering 600 sharp curves, is enough to make your head spin just at the sight of it. Built in 2019, it traces the path of the ancient Silk Road. Despite its modest length, the journey takes between 2 to 4 hours. Luckily, the breathtaking scenery along the way makes the trip well worth it. This abandoned lead time in Thailand has found new life as a tourist attraction. It's been transformed into a tunnel. Known locally as the 3D Cave Tunnel, the winding underground path stretches for 50 kilometers, so hiring a guide is essential. Think this road in Utah is just another dirt path, but it's far more treacherous than it appears. While it's manageable in dry conditions, even a little rain can make it dangerously slick. Local guides strongly recommend waiting for the road to dry before attempting the drive. With sharp curves and potential landslides, the risk of sliding into the river valley below is dangerously high. The 7-mile bridge in Florida gets its name from its impressive length. Connecting the islands of the Florida Keys, it has a storied history. In 1935, a devastating hurricane destroyed the original bridge. In the 1980s, a new bridge was built nearby, while the old one was repurposed as a pedestrian bridge. When it opened, the new bridge held the title of the longest continuous concrete segmental bridge in the world. perhaps one of the most unusual markets in the world, as it is located right next to an active railroad. Every day, 20 trains pass through at a speed of just 30 kilometers per hour. When a train approaches, merchants quickly clear their stalls to make way. This balcony road in France is ideal for drivers who have conquered their fear of heights. It consists of narrow mountain passes, carved into ranges, and gorges. The key challenge is avoiding oncoming traffic, as there's barely enough space for one car, let alone two. In such cases, someone will have to reverse to let the other pass. Bangladesh is another place where road chaos reigns. Here, traffic jams start not in the city center, but on the outskirts. In the last decade, the average traffic speed has dropped from 21 kilometers per hour to just 7. And the sound of it all? It's as if drivers are using their horns to create even more chaos. If you think Africa is all sunshine and brightness, think again. This video shows a highway in Kenya shrouded in thick fog. As a result, local road service had their hands full that day. The Shibuya Crossing in Tokyo is the busiest pedestrian crossing in the world, with up to 3,000 people crossing at once. It's also home to the famous Hachiko statue, although I don't think he could find his owner in this crowd.